20 men and women will take the pledge of citizenship to the United States on Saturday. They were refugees, settled in Boise from Iraq, Rwanda, Burma, and several other countries facing political or economic hardships. The ceremony will be part of the World Refugee Day celebrations that's taking place at the Grove Plaza in downtown Boise. Talking to us about that long road to citizenship is Kara Fink. She's the Outreach and Partnership Manager with the Idaho Office for Refugees. We also have in studio Moses Mukungezi. He works for the Agency for New Americans. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Kara, tell us about some of these individuals who will become citizens this weekend. Where are they from?
We've got people coming from Burma, from Somalia, from Bhutan, from seven different countries this year who are taking that oath of citizenship. And that's just a small snippet of the folks and the diversity of folks that we've been resettling into Idaho since the 70s.
And what are they doing here in Boise insofar as work, community engagement, education? What paths might they take?
Great question. And they could really take a lot of different paths. It completely depends on the person and what their background was in their home country, what experiences they've gotten here. So we have folks who are arriving who were surgeons in their countries. We have people who are teachers. We have people who are farmers. And when they get here, we really do our best to get those talents matched up with the career fields that are here in Boise and where we have a need for those kinds of skills. And then and for folks who maybe don't have those exact career fields, we really try and help them find ways to become self-sustainable as quickly as possible so they can support their families. And that's the number one thing that everyone who's coming here wants to do. They want safety and they want to become part of a community and be able to support their families and really feel integrated and welcomed and part of their new home.
There's certainly a worldly audience listening here on NPR stations, but it's often hard to know what paths these take. Bhutan, Somalia. Can you describe some of the conditions that brought them to seek refugee status here?
Yes. So in order to become a refugee, you have to be a person who crossed an international border because you were being persecuted or you had well-founded fear of persecution because of something like race or religion or your nationality. So everybody who is coming here, everybody who is taking that oath on the stage on Saturday has been forced from their home and was unable to come back. So due to persecution because of some part of who they were or because of war within their country. And so everybody's journey is completely different. And unfortunately, as we've all heard, there are more and more refugees really every day. And so the nations that are coming to Idaho change as conflicts change. But everyone who will be taking that oath on the stage was really forced out of their home country and did not have an alternative. And they have been resettled here in Idaho. They are part of this community. And it's really pretty profound for them to be able to step on that stage and swear that that loyalty to the United States and really become American citizens.
Oh, I can imagine. And Moses Mukungezi, you work for the Agency for New Americans for about 2 years now. We read 11 years in Boise from the Democratic Republic of Congo. Mm-hmm. Do you mind sharing your pathway to the U.S.?
So I also came as a refugee with my family 11 years ago here to Boise. We went through the persecution that she's talking about, and there was a lot of civil war, and we fled from that and got a chance to be placed here in Boise, Idaho. I came through the same agency that I work for right now. 11 years ago, I was a 13-year-old with my father and the rest of my siblings. And I think that I love my job because I get to see it on both sides, like as a refugee and also as somebody that's helping the new refugees coming in after I got my citizenship actually just last year.
You know, a couple of weeks ago, we spoke with a photographer who took photos of refugees as they were arriving at the Boise airport. Perhaps you can recall as a 13-year-old coming here to the city, what it felt like.
That was the best day of my life. Well, when we first got here to Boise, there was no as many refugees as there is now, especially from the Congo. So it was we were very nervous, but also excited. And when we saw people that we knew and spoke Swahili, we were very excited to see them at the airport because from New York to Boise, we didn't speak English. And when we got here, we saw somebody speaking a language, and that was the was most excited we got.
As a young teenager, I imagine there's a certain amount of culture shock. What stood out for you when you first made it through?
It was the the weather stood out most. It was really cold, and also people were different, and they spoke different language.
First time you saw snow?
First time I saw snow, yeah. It was.
Let me clarify. You said the weather was cold, not the people.
No, the people. People were nice. The people were warm. The people were smiling at us, and it was new. Everything was new, but the people were very, very friendly.
Kara, your agency, your work now, you provide support as people settle in the community. You help them, legal support, other avenues through that process. Can you take us through the steps, the behind-the-scenes steps of that process as people arrive, like Moses and his family?
Yes. So my organization, the Idaho Office for Refugees, is the state administrative organization. So we work really closely with the resettlement agencies, and those agencies are the folks. They're doing a lot of that on-the-ground work, picking people up at the airport, setting them up their apartments. So they're doing a lot of that that heavy lifting. And then my specific role, I get to do a lot of the community outreach. I get to help work with a bunch of folks in the community to put on things like World Refugee Day. And our overall goal in our organization is to really create mutual understanding and to help create a more livable city for everyone. And so part of that is providing the education piece. Part of that is breaking down those stereotypes so people can meet their neighbors and really meet people as who they are and just strengthen the community. And so a lot of the work that we do is work around that area.
We're speaking with Kara Fink of the Idaho Office for Refugees, as well as Moses Mukungesi, who works with the Agency for New Americans. Saturday is World Refugee Day. We'd like to hear from you. And later in the show, we'll be talking about last night's Boise City Council resolution condemning the act of separating families at the border. What do you think about World Refugee Day? What do you think about our border policies? Send us a note at idahomatters@boisestate.edu or tweet us at KBSX915. Well, Kara, it'd be difficult to have this conversation without talking potentially about current immigration policy. But in general, can you speak to changes you've seen over the previous 24 months in the number of people applying?
Yes, well, we've definitely seen a marked decrease in folks who are actually coming here to the United States and coming to Idaho. Some of that is coming over on the overseas, or all of that's starting over on the overseas side. But because we've seen such lower numbers, that means we have families who are waiting to be reunified with other family members who had been lined up and ready to come here and aren't able to get here. I believe Moses was saying that we're getting some more folks through Agency mm-hmm. for New Americans and International Rescue Committee.
Could you describe that work, Moses?
Right now, it's at the peak. Normally in the summer is when we get more people that come in. Like last year in the summer was the busiest year. We get people from everywhere. And now we're just seeing the few families are coming in now. And it's nice to see that some people are getting to be resettled.
And the success rate for applicants, has that changed at all?
I can't speak to the exact maybe success rates, but I do know that because we have had such lower numbers that people who had been approved to come haven't been able to get over here. It's such a very strict process in once you've passed your security checks and then your medical checks, if those expire, you have to redo those. So I can't speak to the exact success rate of number of applicants versus who's coming in at the moment, just because I don't have those exact numbers. But we are seeing such a significantly lower number that definitely mm-hmm. is affecting who's getting into the United States. And it's also affecting the safety that people here in Idaho who arrived as refugees are feeling, their security in their own country, and they're feeling like they're part of the community is being jeopardized by that too.
There are some antagonistic narratives floating around about immigrants in America that I imagine touch refugee populations as well. Some rising fear, perhaps?
Yeah. People, when you hear about immigration and also like talking about refugees, it's two different things, but most people call it one. They don't know the difference between the two, and sometimes refugees find themselves being categorized in that, being put in that category as just immigrants, but they're different because of their status.
And because they're seeking asylum.
They're seeking asylum, and they also are here legally. They didn't get any they didn't cross any borders, they didn't break any laws by them getting here.
And thank you for underscoring those distinctions as we have this hour-long conversation today with others. And finally, what do we expect to see at the Grove Plaza on Saturday?
You expect to see culture. You expect to see diversity in Boise and refugee-owned businesses and people from everywhere, and also Boiseans hanging out and having a lot of fun. And talking about refugee settlement, you can talk to refugees and ask them about their journeys, and you can actually just interact with people from different places.
And Kara, what excites you about seeing these new citizens and this gathering here in Boise?
I think the fact that it's always so well supported by the community is really hopeful, and in a time when there is so much fear about refugees and immigrants, to see so many Boiseans come out and support their newest neighbors and want to find ways to make sure that they're feeling like they can start their lives here safely and in a welcoming environment, I think that is really the most exciting part, and that really is the American dream.
Thank you. We've been talking with Kara Fink, the Idaho Office for Refugees, with Moses Mukungezi, with the Agency for New Americans. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.